This week is spring break for many families in our listening areas. Some kids are spending that time participating in theater camps, and if they want to continue participating in theater in the coming months, a few local organizations are offering classes. Arts Life Theater has spring classes that begin April 7th and focus on subjects like musical theater and comedy improv. Details are available at artslifetheater.com.
Tri Theaters Academy classes begin next week. There are options for children as young as 4, all the way up to students in 12th grade. The organization will also be holding auditions for Jungle Book and Seussical Jr. April 26th and May 3rd. For more information, triketheater.org.
Several talented young thespians will also be on stage during the month of April. Van Buren High School Theater Department will present Lost in Yonkers April 25th and 26th at the Van Buren School District Fine Arts Center. For more, vbsd.us/FAC.
UAFS Academy of the Arts will present a couple of shows in the coming weeks. Shrek the Musical will take the stage at Breedlove Auditorium April 12th and 13th. A Year with Frog and Toad Kids is scheduled for April 26th at the Blue Lion at UAFS downtown. You can visit uafs.edu/academy for more information.
Northwest Arkansas Community College will present The Giver this spring. The production is based on the Lois Lowry novel and has been adapted for the stage by Eric Cobble. A film adaptation of the story will hit movie theaters later this summer. Performance dates are scheduled for April 25th through the 27th and May 1st through 3rd. For more, nwacc.edu.
April 10th through the 12th, the University of the Ozarks will present R.T. Robinson's The Cover of Life, set in 1943. This production follows a reporter who has been assigned to interview three brides in rural Louisiana who each married a Clifford brother. The women are keeping the home fires burning while their husbands are at war, and the reporter's editor decides those women belong on the cover of Life magazine. This dramatic comedy does contain limited mature language, and children 5 and younger will not be admitted. More information available at ozarks.edu/theater.
The University of Arkansas Drama Department will wrap up its season with the Shakespeare comedy As You Like It. Dates are scheduled from April 18th through the 27th. Details at drama.uark.edu.
Fans of Shakespeare can catch another one of the Bard's plays, this time a drama, when Theater Squared presents Hamlet, April 10th through May 4th. Tickets and showtimes available at theater2.org. Blythe Spirit will be on stage at the Arts Center of the Ozarks next week. The English Farce by Noel Coward tells the story of a fussy, cantankerous novelist who has recently remarried but is haunted by the ghost of his late first wife thanks to a visiting medium. For more, visit artcenteroftheozarks.org.
Although Rogers Little Theater just wrapped up its production of Les Miserables earlier this month, RLT is mounting another production later this week. Opening night for The Man Who Came to Dinner is scheduled for Friday night inside Victory Theater in downtown Rogers. Last Monday evening, a role had to be recast, props were being incorporated into rehearsal for the first time, and parts of the set were still being built. While actors at RLT usually have about 6 weeks to prepare, the 24-member cast of The Man Who Came to Dinner has had only about 5 weeks. Director Brenda Nimick says they held auditions for the show during Les Mis, so they actually lost some rehearsal time while that production finished its run. While the quick turnaround has created a challenge, Brenda says cast members received scripts and were able to learn their lines on their own. Because several characters are only in a couple of scenes, she says they've had the luxury of tailoring rehearsals to fit the cast's needs.
I've tried to be conscious of your time up until now. Now you belong to me. The next 2 weeks are going to be busy.
The Man Who Came to Dinner is a comedy set in the 1930s. While visiting the Stanley family in Ohio, radio personality Sheridan Whiteside slips and falls. Whiteside's injury results in him staying with the Stanleys for several weeks, and the radio personality proceeds to cause lots of trouble for them.
He forbids them to come into their living room, to use their telephone, to use their front door. He orders the cook around. He invites all of his crazy friends over. He receives packages from all over the world and just causes all kinds of trouble while he's there, not only for the family, but for his secretary and other folks as well. But in the end, everything works out for the best.
Sarah Mortensen is playing the Stanley's daughter, June. Sarah just finished participating in RLT's production of Les Mis and says it's quite a change switching from a dramatic musical to a comedy.
That show was a full monopolization of musical talent. I mean, the entire show is sung. So as far as acting goes, it's kind of a relief to be able to have a smile on my face. Because during Les Mis, I remember thinking, the only time I get to smile in this show is when we take a bow. Not that I didn't love that. That show was fabulous. But as you said, it is a completely different genre. And I love doing comedy. It's where I first found my love with acting. And so I really like to explore each and every kind of character. This is a new one for me, being a young girl, not super like comical character, but essential part of the comedy.
Sarah's onstage brother Richard is played by RLT manager Joseph Farmer, who was seen on stage in December in Fully Committed. Joseph says he had a great time in the one-man show, but is enjoying having castmates in this production.
We definitely have a very diverse cast, and that's very refreshing. A lot of new faces, and it never ceases to amaze me the amount of talent that we're able to pull in our area. And so we have definitely a very talented group of folks, and you know, a lot of folks that have done big musicals, and a lot of folks that have done just like smaller, more intimate performances. So there's definitely the whole wide range of performers in this show.
In preparing for this show, the actors say they have had to work with a speech pattern that's more suited for the 1930s. The play's vocabulary does not use some slang terms that may be more commonplace today. For example, Sarah says the characters say telephone and hello, as opposed to phone and hi. Something else that may stick out to the audience is the type of jokes delivered in this play. Director Brenda Nimick says while there is a little physical comedy, most of it is verbal. She says the script is well written, but the jokes are very 1930s, so people are going to have to think.
Our younger audiences may not know all the references to the people that they're talked about. A lot of name dropping in this show. So, you know, we talk about Admiral Byrd. We talk about Zazu Pitts. We talk about a lot of different people from that era. And so I think that's going to be funny to some people, and I think it will make some people scratch their heads.
But, you know, I think the script also lends itself to a lot of the ideas that we have as a celebrity today because, you know, this guy is definitely larger than life. And, you know, this family has this notion of what this gentleman is because of his radio show, you know, and he's loved by America to some degree. And, you know, then what they get in their household living under the same roof, I think, you know, they get a little bit more than they had bargained for. And I think in today's world, like, you know, if we were stuck in the same situation with some of our larger than life celebrities, then, you know, we would go through a lot of the same things.
When directing a comedy, Nemec says it can be a challenge to keep the characters from being too over the top.
I start with letting my characters be over the top and then pulling it back until it works. And even I'll add things and I think, nope, too much, pull it back. And so I tend to go a little overboard at the beginning and then pull it back in until I feel comfortable. So, and again, I think that's where several different eyes work. Someone who's not been involved in our rehearsal process may come watch a rehearsal late in the process, and a lot of times that critical eye helps as well. And then sometimes they even say, no, add some stuff back in. It's a comedy. We need this to be funny. So there's just that fine line. But I go overboard, bring it back in.
The Man Who Came to Dinner opens Friday night, and shows are scheduled through Sunday. More performances are slated for April 3rd through the 6th. Cast member Sarah Mortensen says this show is a great one for theater novices.
I think this might be even what I could say would be a great first show for somebody to see, because it's not so over the top, or it's not a musical. A lot of people who have never seen a show before come to see a musical, and then they never go back to the theater because it's not at all what they were expecting. And this, I feel, is more like a movie. You get a lot of different characters. There's a nice plot going along, and so it would be very easy to follow for people who have never experience theater. I think that this would be a great show.
Thursday through Sunday, dinner is served by 7 p.m., balcony seating begins at 7:30, and the show begins at 8. During the Sunday afternoon matinees, dinner is served by 1 o'clock, balcony seating begins at 1:30, and the show begins at 2. Dinner theater seating costs $48 per person. Balcony seats are $17 per person and $10 for students with an ID. More information is available at rogerslittletheater.org.
Standing there like the kiss of death.
Oh! Oh, my calf's with jelly!
Made from your own foot, no doubt. And now, Mrs. Stanley, I have one or two things to